Imagine discovering that your spouse's innocent friendship has been hiding something devastating. In today's connected world, affairs rarely begin with sexual attraction. They start with friendships that gradually cross boundaries. This pattern has become so common that psychologist Shirley Glass found 82% of unfaithful partners had affairs with someone who started as just a friend. The workplace has become particularly dangerous territory, with 62% of unfaithful men and 50% of unfaithful women meeting their affair partners at work. What makes these relationships so threatening is their gradual evolution. They develop incrementally through small boundary violations that go unnoticed until participants find themselves sliding down a slippery slope. The progression follows a predictable pattern. Two people begin sharing work concerns and casual conversation, then gradually start confiding personal struggles and marital dissatisfactions. Emotional intimacy deepens before any physical lines are crossed. Glass's brilliant walls and windows metaphor perfectly captures what happens. In healthy marriages, partners maintain windows of transparency between them while building protective walls against inappropriate outside relationships. Affairs reverse this arrangement, creating walls of secrecy that shut out the spouse while opening windows of intimacy with someone else. When a friend knows more about your marriage than your spouse knows about your friendship, you've already crossed a dangerous line. Glass challenges the prevention myth, the belief that loving relationships naturally prevent affairs. No marriage is immune. Research shows many unfaithful partners were satisfied before their affairs, with 56% of unfaithful men and 34% of unfaithful women rating their marriages as happy or very happy. Vulnerability stems from relationship dynamics, individual factors, and social influences. Different life stages present unique challenges. Young couples face commitment fears or parenting adjustments. Midlife marriages experience child-centered exhaustion, and empty nest transitions trigger existential questions. Personal history affects susceptibility. Those with permissive attitudes about fidelity, entitlement beliefs, or unmet psychological needs face higher risks. Childhood attachment styles shape adult relationships, while transitions like midlife questioning create additional vulnerability. Environmental factors matter too. Working with attractive colleagues in permissive settings, frequent travel, lack of religious conviction, or family histories of infidelity increase temptation. Even knowing someone who's had an affair can normalize the behavior. This complex interplay means even strong marriages require intentional protection. Once an affair begins, participants enter a double life of compartmentalization and deception. The unfaithful partner maintains parallel relationships, one public and sanctioned, one private and forbidden, requiring constant vigilance with hidden communications, camouflaged expenses, and separate calendars. Beyond logistics lies the emotional toll of maintaining two inauthentic relationships. The unfaithful person must track what they've told to whom while keeping their life separate, an exhausting endeavor despite perceived benefits. By definition, secret relationships require lying. As affairs deepen, unfaithful partners often rewrite marital history. "I never really loved my spouse," or "my marriage has been dead for years," to reconcile their actions with their self-image as moral people. Meanwhile, betrayed partners notice subtle changes: emotional volatility, manufactured arguments allowing the unfaithful to leave and contact their affair partner, and growing emotional distance. Sexual patterns typically shift, often initially increasing as attraction grows, then diminishing once the affair becomes physical. When an affair is revealed, it strikes like a psychological earthquake, a genuine trauma that shatters fundamental assumptions about one's relationship. The betrayed experiences intense physical reactions, skin prickles, muscles tense, body on high alert. What makes this trauma uniquely devastating is that the person you'd normally seek comfort from is the source of your pain. Your safest haven becomes the site of greatest treachery. The trauma extends beyond the infidelity to a shattered perception of your partner's character, like being married to a 4-star general and finding out he's really a Russian spy. Betrayed partners develop post-traumatic symptoms, obsessive thoughts about the affair, flashbacks triggered by minimal cues, hypervigilance, and emotional numbness. Sleep offers little relief as they shift between contradictory emotions, needing reassurance one moment, distance the next. Unfaithful partners face their own turmoil. Many panic about losing their spouse when exposed. Some respond with resentment about snooping, while others show impatience, expecting forgiveness without addressing the damage.
Recovery begins by establishing safety, ending the affair completely while opening communication within the marriage. The involved partner must cease all contact with the affair partner and disclose any unavoidable interactions, sometimes necessitating job changes or relocations. Honesty counteracts deception. Research shows couples who thoroughly discuss the affair rebuild more successfully. In a survey of 1,083 betrayed partners, when unfaithful spouses answered all questions, 86% remained married and 72% rebuilt trust, versus only 59% and 31% when questions went unanswered. The betrayed partner's need to understand isn't mere curiosity, but essential for healing. Because affairs are secret, betrayed partners can't resolve grief without knowing what happened. Honest disclosure helps answer, "How do I know you won't betray me again?" The unfaithful partner must demonstrate trustworthiness through transparency, sharing communications, accounts, and daily activities. This accountability addresses legitimate anxiety and establishes reliability. This verification period typically lasts 6 to 24 months, gradually decreasing as trust rebuilds. Prevention is always preferable to recovery. Here are 7 strategies that create robust boundaries while maintaining healthy connections. First, maintain appropriate walls and windows. Establish complete openness with your partner while creating necessary privacy boundaries with others. Be transparent about interactions while maintaining distance from potential threats. Second, manage workplace dangers. Avoid exclusive lunches or one-on-one settings when traveling with colleagues. Be vigilant about sharing personal problems with attractive coworkers, as innocent venting can evolve into inappropriate emotional intimacy. Third, establish boundaries around emotional intimacy with attractive alternatives. When drawn to someone, immediately limit conversations to professional topics and maintain physical distance. Fourth, choose confidence wisely. Share relationship challenges only with your partner or friends who support your marriage. Fifth, establish protocols around past relationships. Former lovers present unique dangers, with over 30% of rekindled romances becoming affairs. Include your partner when reconnecting with an ex. Sixth, implement digital boundaries. Maintain transparency with online friendships. Finally, cultivate a social circle that reinforces commitment to monogamy.
While infidelity creates profound trauma, it can also catalyze remarkable growth. Many couples report that working through betrayal ultimately strengthened their relationship, creating deeper understanding and authentic connection. The crisis forces them to address long-standing issues, improve communication, and establish healthier boundaries. One couple story illustrates how an affair transformed entrenched power dynamics. The husband was domineering and emotionally unavailable, while the wife was passive. After her affair was revealed, she became assertive about her needs, while he, faced with losing his marriage, developed empathy and learned to listen deeply. Healing is possible, whether within the relationship or through individual growth after separation. Insight and strength emerge from pain when we remain open to the lessons these challenges offer. The journey requires letting go of anger while integrating wisdom. Remember, people who are committed to marriage don't act like they're single. Maintain appropriate boundaries to create relationships that are both secure and intimate. Protect your connection while nurturing understanding and compassion.